chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. It's good to be back in the Lord's house. Thank you for being here. I know the weather's nasty, and we have so many faithful out traveling and out sick, and I'm so thankful to see this good of a crowd here. But there's a lot on the road, a lot sick. Let's remember these. Those that we mentioned in prayer this morning, let's remember those as well. Brother Ward Rabb is here. Would you raise your hand, Brother Ward? It's good to have him and his son, Brother Michael, back there in the back with Brother Trey. We found somebody as big as Brother Trey, so he's back there trying to take care of him for us. But it's good to have them with us. He is the contractor that we hired to build our building. And he's going to talk here in a little while, and I'm looking forward to that. But before he comes, we're going to get in the Word of God, and we're going to see what the Lord has for us. And I want to do something a little different. The last three or four Sunday nights, we did something a little different, and I want to continue with that tonight. Last Sunday night, Brother Trey talked about the eight great I Am's out of the book of John, and I absolutely love the names of Jesus. When you go to, whether you go to John or to Genesis, I love that Jesus is in every bit of this. Jesus is from Genesis to Revelation, and He is revealed in every prophecy. He is revealed in every promise. He is revealed in every story. I want you to know that God exalted His Son above all. And in this book, Jesus is exalted as number one. And when you go through the book of John, as Brother Trey brought out, the great I Am's, and I am the bread of life, and I am the resurrection, and Jesus is everything, isn't He? He is all of those things and so much more. And so many times we limit Jesus. We limit His ability. We limit His power. But I want you to know that His power and His ability is beyond our comprehension today. I want you to know that all of the names, and I love the Bible, and I love that it uses all the names throughout the Word of God to describe the characteristics and the attributes of Jesus. And there's hundreds of names in here that we could think of that refers to Jesus. And I just want, just for a minute before we get into this, I just want one name, and I'm going to use one for an illustration. The one we used this morning, Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. If there's a title or a name of Jesus from the Bible that you adore, I want you to share that name. Savior. The Rock. Messiah. The Christ. Amen. Who was that? Comforter? All right, amen. Everlasting? The Holy One? Provider? Amen. Sir? The High Tower? Amen. What's another name? What's another title? Jehovah, the Son of God. Oh, I love that one. Alpha and Omega. The Counselor. Any more? Comforter. Amen. The Light of the World. Amen. He is our advocate. Give me some more. The Bright Morning Star. Emmanuel. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah. What's another one? The Great Physician. Amen. Any others? The Healer. Amen. The Redeemer. Praise the Lord. The Lamb. Amen. The Cornerstone. Lord of Lords and King of Kings. The Beginning and the End. The I Am, the Lily of the Valley, Bright morning star. The balm of Gilead. Boy, I like that one. The bright morning star. Amen. What's another one? The rose of Sharon. Any more? Y'all just blank right now. We could go all night, couldn't we? We could go all night speaking of the names that speak to His deity, that exalt His characteristics, that elevate His attributes. And all of these names speak of the ability and the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. Can you sum Him up in one name? You can sum me up in one name. I'm Josh. Jesus. Jesus. But a man with so many personalities, a man with so many attributes, a man with so many characteristics, it takes every name in the world to describe who He is, to describe what He can do, to describe His authority and His power. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 5, the Bible says, "And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, 'By what power or by what name have ye done this?' Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, 'Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, the question is, by whose name are you doing this? By what authority are you doing this?' He said in verse 9, 'If we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means is he made whole? Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by Him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which set at naught of you builders, which become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.'" What a name in the precious name of Jesus. A name that is sanctified and set apart from all other names. And all of these names that we used, and I'm going to read a list of them here in a minute, and all of these names speak of the attributes and characteristics of our Lord and Savior. And all, when you get Jesus, you get so many things from Him. But I want you to know the most important name that I love and that I believe God loves and the Bible respects and where the authority and the power is at, is that the precious name of Jesus. A name that is exalted, a name that is sanctified from any other name. Not the name of Buddha, not the name of Muhammad, not the name of any other false god, but at the name of Jesus. And these high priests and these elders are saying, by what means and by what authority do you heal this impotent man? And they said, "We come in the name of Jesus. We heal by the authority given to us on the name of Jesus." They told these men that they healed. And this was done all at the name and the authority of Jesus Christ. And then they went a step further in verse 12. And they said that the only way that anybody could be saved is at that same name, Jesus Christ. These people that they were talking to needed to be saved. But there was no way that they were going to be saved without going through the name of Jesus. I don't understand why a name that is so lovely is so hated. A name that is meant to save us has condemned us because we deny Him. A name that is hated, a name that is used as a curse word. They curse Him more than they exalt His name. And they use His name in vain every single day. And these rulers and these high priests were sitting there and they hated the name of Jesus. But Peter sat there and he pointed his finger in their face and said, "You'll never get to heaven unless you go through the precious name of Jesus Christ." What a name. What a marvelous name. What a wonderful name. A name that's altogether lovely. A name that is wonderful. A name that is marvelous. A name that is full of grace. A name that is full of mercy. A name that is full of forgiveness and redemption. So many people hate the name of Jesus. Friend, we ought to love the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus should be used and can only be used in order to be saved. If you're going to be saved, you must go through the precious name of Jesus Christ. You cannot be saved by any other name except the name of Jesus. The only way to receive salvation is through that name. The only way to truly pray is through the name of Jesus Christ. You can go in the name of Muhammad, you can go in the name of Baal, but your prayers will go no further than this ceiling tonight. You can pray to God all night, but if you don't pray in the precious name of Jesus, your prayers will not leave this building. Understand, child of God, that when you pray in Jesus' name. You pray in Jesus' name. I want you to know that God is not impressed with us, but He's impressed with Jesus. That's why we use His name. That's why we go through that name, the name of Jesus. When you have a petition, you go in the name of Jesus. If you need from God, if you have a request from God, if you have a petition to the Lord, you must go in and through the precious name of Jesus. Jesus said, "If you ask, and you ask in My name, it shall be granted unto you." Isn't that wonderful? Oh, to know that as a father, as a husband, I can bow my face to heaven and pray in the precious name of Jesus and lift up my request in the name of Jesus, and God will hear my prayers. He will hear my cry. Child of God, if you're not praying in the name of Jesus, something's wrong. You go to God and you go to God through Jesus. Oh, what a name. What a precious name. It's that name that we are saved. It's that name that we pray. It's that name that we make our requests known. It's that name that we serve the Lord. Those Pharisees that day said, "By what authority do you do this?" They said, "On the authority of Jesus Christ." We serve Jesus, we serve God through the authority that is given to us. Jesus gave the church authority, didn't He? And He gave us this authority to serve Him and to honor Him and to walk in His ways. And so when we go about and we teach and we baptize and we do all of this, we do this in the authority given to us by Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church. Amen? That's where our authority comes from. That's who we pray in. That's how we make our requests. That's who we serve through. We serve through the authority that is given to us through Jesus Christ. What a name. What a Savior. Can you sum it down in one word? Absolutely. Jesus. Jesus. These atheists say, "Oh, it's an offensive name." Jesus, 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 Jesus. I don't care who it offends, because it's a saving name. It's a redeeming name. Child of God, understand that you have everything you need in Jesus Christ. Would you listen to these names just to describe the character of who Jesus is? Know tonight, if you have Jesus, you have everything you need in Him. He is the Adam. He is the Advocate. He's the Almighty. The Alpha and Omega, the Amen, the Apostle of our profession, the Arm of the Lord, the Author and Finisher of our faith, the Author of eternal salvation, the beginning of the creation of God, the Beloved Son, the Blessed and Only Potentate, the Branch, the Bread of Life, the Captain of Salvation, Chief Shepherd, Christ of God, Consolation of Israel, the Cornerstone, the Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desired of all nations, the Door, the Elect of God, the everlasting Father, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the forerunner, the glory of the Lord, God, God bless, the good shepherd, the governor, the great high priest, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the holy child, the holy one of God, the holy one of Israel, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image, the Emmanuel, Jehovah, Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, judge of Israel, the just one, the king of the ages, the king of the Jews, I love those, the king of kings, the king of saints, the lawgiver, the lamb of God, the leader, the life, the light of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, Lord of all, Lord of glory, Lord of lords, Lord our righteousness, man of sorrows, mediator, messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star. I'm just going to stop right there and say, praise God. Praise God. He's the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the only begotten Son, our Passover, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection in life, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of the Blessed, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of the Highest, the Son of Man, the Son of Righteousness, the True Light, the True Vine, the Truth, the Witness, the Word, and the Word of God. That's my King. And the greatest title that I can call Him tonight is my Savior. He is my Savior. He is my Lord. He is my all. There's no big depth to the sermon here. It's simple and it's easy. Because every name that I just described and every name that I just used describes the greatness of who we are here to serve and honor and glorify. Oh, He's beautiful. He's altogether lovely. Mankind just... they try to wrap their mind, and philosophy and theology try to wrap their mind around who He is, and they just can't truly explain Him. But may I tell you, you never know Him unless you go through that precious name of Jesus. Child of God, every name we've just mentioned, that's who we have. That's who we know. That's who we serve. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a wonderful name. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. Oh, it's worth so much. Amen. Let's sing that tonight. Brother Norman, you bring that. Let's stand very quiet, very reverent. We're going to have a hymn of invitation. I want us to sing, Oh, How I Love Jesus. And if you're here tonight and these altars are open, maybe you just need to go to the altar. We didn't get in depth tonight, but we just bragged on Jesus. And anytime you brag on Jesus, man, I'm telling you, His will's being done. His word's being accomplished. To Him be glory in the church. He's been glorified here tonight. Maybe you don't know Him like I know Him. You can meet Him this evening. Be saved. Child of God, maybe one of these names revealed something that you need from Him tonight. Would you bow your head where you are and just ask the Lord for help? Let's sing this song. What page? 366. I threw a new one on Him, I guess. In a different book. Do you love Jesus tonight? Well, I can tell you one thing. He loves you. He loves you. And let's love Him in return tonight.
Love.